Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 357 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined in Studio 1103 by Brad Oxenham, as we're going to talk a little King Arthur and a little Spamalot that's happening down at the Street Theater Company, and we're going to get into those discussions just after this brief message. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hey Putz, get off your fat tuchus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next. IDSers, I am joined by Brad Oxenham, who's playing King Arthur in Spamalot. Mm-hmm. You might remember Brad from his famous roles as the Derg.
Hello.
Reginald Musgrave, yes, and the Derg, and then most recently Inspector Rice and Mr. Booth.
Oh, God, I loved him.
So he's done a lot of famous work. Critically award-winning work here. Yay. On the interwebs. Yeah. So welcome, Brad. Tell me a little bit about what's going on over there at the Street Theater Company.
Well, Street Theater is putting on Monty Python Spamalot, which, for those of you who don't know the musical, it is advertised on all posters and everything as a musical lovingly ripped off from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So if you're a fan of that movie, which... I've only met two or three people in my life who have never seen that movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I think it's like a rite of passage. Like, I had to go through it at 14.
Yeah, it's like puberty. Oh, you've got to see it.
Pretty much.
Around the time you go through puberty, I think.
Which is always a weird time. But anyway, so is Monty Python. I think that's why it gels so much. So you're going through a weird time in your life. You love Monty Python.
Right. But how many times have you gone through puberty, Brad? Because that was a little weird.
Well, actually, funnily enough, and I feel like I'm going through it again because King Arthur has this very deep, resonant, right, kingly voice. And ever since then, my voice has become more and more of a bass voice. I woke up this morning and I swear to God I was Barry White. Very, very
hello,
funny.
Baby.
Hello. That's when I can't get enough of your love. we're having fun. But as you can tell, and it's infectious. It's just spreads throughout the whole show. I mean, if the audience laughs half as much as we did the first time that we read this script, we're going to have a hit. It's going to be – we open tonight, which is going to be
– yeah, so as we record this, you're opening tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As this goes live, it will open – it will go live on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to talk about this, about how wonderful your opening weekend would have been.
Would have been. I think we're going to have rave reviews. I think we're going to have I think I'm going to win an Oscar for this little regional theater production.
Wow.
They are going to break all the rules of the Academy of Arts and Sciences and say, you deserve an Oscar for your theater role.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to... Yeah. Okay. No, not really.
That must be a lot of infectious humor there. All right, so what's been your biggest challenge taking this role on?
You know, finally...
Of a well-known, established character.
I was actually thinking about this earlier today, what the biggest challenge has been, because I expected you to ask me this question. You have this mind link from doing all this work before. I think the biggest challenge, number one, I don't think the fact that it's a well-known role is that bad. I mean, the cool thing about Monty Python is no matter who comes to see it, I mean, the people that know this love it. They love it already. Uh-huh. So that's kind of the cool thing about it. The only way we could mess it up is to totally get all the lines wrong right. and just completely lose the jokes and not have fun. So that's not really an issue. The biggest challenge for me, surprisingly, acting King Arthur is not getting Graham Chapman or Tim Curry, who originated it on Broadway, out of my head. Although I do have a few little slips. Oh, yes, thank you. This Tim Curry voice popping in. It's the fact that King Arthur is the straight man of the play. You know how in comedy you have the straight man uh-huh. and the zany character?
Uh-huh.
I'm used to playing the zanies. I'm used to being that crazy guy who puts on the funny voice or plays multiple characters and gets the laugh. King Arthur is actually the straight man. He's the person that is grounded in reality of this world that we've created. And he's the one where all the jokes bounce off of. So it's been so crazy because I want to ad lib. I want to make a funny joke. And at the same time, every time I've tried in rehearsal, it's like, that doesn't quite work for me. It yeah. doesn't quite no. fit the yeah. character.
Yeah.
There are a few lines here and there. I don't want to give away too much, but you do have
it's
bit
not of, like there's a movie to see.
Well, true. But in the show, though, there's a little bit of audience participation. The,
No.
I do get to have a little bit of ad-libbing, of course, with that. Anytime you have an audience member come up on stage, you... You have
oh,
to
they have to go on stage?
Well, maybe, maybe not. We'll see how it goes.
So. I was going
to
go see it, but now I'm going to...
Well, just pick your seat
sit
wisely.
Far, far away.
Yes, pick your seat wisely, guys. But seriously, like...
Which you can do, by the way, if you buy your tickets online.
Yes, you can. You can buy your tickets via streettheatercompany.org. But getting back to the challenge of this, like, there are a few places I can get some ad-libbing done, and I have a little leeway, but I've really found, like, the challenges really staying grounded in character all the time and making this king lovable and arrogant and everything you loved about the movie and the soundtrack of the play. I've listened to this soundtrack countless times. There have been times where several of my co-stars are like, how do you know the words to this song already? And I'm like, well, I've been listening it for several friggin' like 8 years now. So I'm happy as punch. And I've loved Monty Python for so long. Like, I even met one of my best friends in the world through the Spanish Inquisition sketch. Of course, he set it up. You know, I didn't expect a Spanish Inquisition. And all of a sudden, bam, I came in with, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. So, copyright pending.
but that's already been done.
Yes, but still, he looked at me and just went, friend. So that was kind of how we got started. And we've been friends since 1999. So we've had 14-year friendship.
Based on
our mutual love of Monty Python and growing from there. We have several other things in common, but it's so just... outrageously, how many people can say Monty Python brings people together? So it's really
I can say that. I mean, one of my friends, early friends in college, we bonded over Monty Python.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, and I do want to say something else. Playing King Arthur is a great dream role, but really and truthfully, the cast of this show is absolutely wonderful.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to zip.
Okay.
Because that goes with a given. But my next question, my follow-up question then is, why should I taking you out of the equation? Of course,
taking me out. Okay,
all right. You can't answer yourself. Okay. Why should I come? Why should people come see this show? Who stands out?
Who stands? Well,
whose performance other than your own? Of course.
Whose performance other than my own stands out? See, that's really hard because everybody's doing such a wonderful job, even down to the ensemble players. They're like,
okay, but that's all given.
That's all given. I know. But there are people that I love, like Nancy Allen, who plays the Lady of the Lake. All of her songs are so varied. For those who aren't familiar with the show, the Lady of the Lake is a special character written in by Eric Idle, probably to get more females in the show, obviously, because it was just those six guys. But all of her songs parody other singers. So you get like a Barbara Streisand number or a Liza Minnelli number or a classical Broadway ballad that's sending up all of this stuff. And it's absolutely funny and amazing to watch her vocally work. But then there's Tyson LaMale and Stephen Kraske and Scott Fraser-Maskell and Matt Smith. They're all they play so many characters that are just wonderful. And then there's people like Brett Myers who he does just something simple, like just puts on a slight variation in his voice. And we're sitting there holding back laughs. And then you've got seasoned veterans like Deets Osborne who are just freaking outstanding. Just, they've been in comedies and musicals for years and they're brilliant. So that's I've gone through the cast list amazingly.
So you didn't really answer my question, Brad.
Well, if you ask me, you need to you can come see it for Nancy or any of the other knights besides me. So they're doing some wonderful work. I especially love Scott Tyson and Steven for the whole Lancelot Herbert's dad scenes. Since day one, I have laughed my butt off every single time they've come up because they'll add something like a little tiny variation in there and it just kills me. It kills me every time. And of course, getting away from cast performances, I mean, if you just love Monty Python, you're going to love this show. Eric Idle actually wrote this. There's a lot that steals a lot from the movie. They're basically, that's part of the easy part of this. I'm like, I knew half these lines going in. But the other thing that he does is he'll pepper the script with like references to sketches, and they'll take the old sketch and they'll add something new. And there's even, I won't give that part away because it's a really, really funny part, but there's even like a little throwaway joke in the movie that becomes something huge and big in the musical. So it's something for everybody. If you've never seen Monty Python, maybe this musical will jumpstart you into the magical world that is Monty Python's Flying Circus. And if you love Monty Python, then I think it's something new that you'll be able to see.
So, I'm not overly familiar with the show. I mean, the movie and stuff, of course.
Sure.
Do you have a favorite moment singing? What's your favorite song?
Oh, my favorite song. Oh, well, my favorite song, because I'm a Monty Python fan, they did, because it's an iconic Monty Python song, they bring in Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Mm-hmm. And that's a standard. So that is my favorite, quote unquote.
He's actually doing air quotes on an audio podcast, just so you know.
Well, it is absurd comedy, so let's do this. But my other one is You Won't Succeed on Broadway, which has a punchline that I can't share on the audio. You're going to have to come see the show, guys. Really come see the show in order to get these jokes. But then there's also great songs like Not Dead Yet and Run Away that are freaking hysterical. And Run Away is actually different from the CD than it is in the show. Vastly different. So that was actually a challenge learning that one. So those are my favorite songs, but then we include scenes like the Black Knight scene, which is amazing to do on stage and know this is how. Because in the movie, I mean, it's complex. It's camera angles and all this. We got to do everything that the camera people did live on stage and really have this Black Knight fight and give it justice. Mm. And Eric Pasto Crosby, who came in to be our fight choreographer, and I know you had him on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's a... He did
He's
our
some
fight
hack
choreo-
that
yeah some hack who just plays around with metal weapons all the time. Just kidding, you know. Don't stab me, Eric.
But yeah, best actor in Nashville. Yeah, I know
that whole thing.
Yeah, man.
Well, watch your pants, Eric. I'm coming for you.
Oh, a gauntlet has been thrown, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Throwing
a gauntlet
down.
Has been thrown.
No, he did the fight and he made it look really, really well, I think, and it gives a. It improves a little bit on the movie. Like, we're actually sword fighting instead of the just put it here and we'll clank it together and do it with film editing. And then really make it funny and fun for both of us. But yeah, it's been wonderful. And everybody's been so great. I can't say enough good things about this show.
Okay, so when are the dates? What are the dates? Give me
the dates. We open tonight, November 1st, and we're going to go through November 17th. It will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday performances. I know all of our Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, they open at 8. On Sundays, though, they open at 5. So a little bit different of a Sunday matinee.
Yeah.
Post-matinee show.
Sunday early bird.
Yeah, Sunday early birds. That would be nice. Is it a swallow?
Yes. African or European?
Well,
Laden or unladen.
Sorry, I had to do the nod there. We do have special nights. I know that on this coming Sunday, we have like a student night. This coming Saturday, like tomorrow, we have a talk back night. I think the second week, we have a starving artist pay what you can night. So go to the website, streettheater.org. Really look through their calendar and say, oh, well, this is the best night for me to come because, well, that's what I can do. So if you're an actor listening to this and you're in the Nashville area, go look at that Pay What You Can night because those are really great. And they're always fun when we have as many theater people in the audience as we can. So I'm sure they're going to enjoy it.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah, use your name as your domain name. Check out Dreamhost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive 2 domain names with your web hosting package purchased from Dreamhost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Brad Oxen for stopping by and chatting a little King Arthur and Spamalot. All that ticket information we talked about in the episode will be shown on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast at inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at inexplicableds, at capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S. And so next week, who knows what we're going to talk about, but we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. So until next week, hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.